神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are so glad to have you join our counseling session today.
我们很高兴大家可以在协谈的节目里面见面。
We're going to talk about conflicts.
我们要来谈一谈冲突。
Now this is people problems and how to resolve them.
这是我们人很容易发生的问题，而且我们要晓得怎么样来解决。
You may ask, why did this happen?
或许你说这怎么会这样子呢？
Basically because we are different.
主要是我们有一些不同。
We look at things from different points of view.
我们对事情的观点也不同。
And we all seem to have the desire to be right.
那每一个人都觉得说我自己是对的。
Many times our point of view is all we can see.
那所有每一个人自己的观点都是自己所能够看到的。
The problem is not really conflict itself. For conflict can be good when dealt with properly.
如果冲突本身可以好好处理的话，可以产生一些好处。所以基本的问题困难不是在于这个冲突不同的意见。
It is when conflict gets out of hand and peace and harmony is lost.
问题在于如果这个冲突让它搅得太严重，然后失去了彼此的和谐，那就问题就大了。
As long as we live and there are two people alive, we will have conflicts.
只要人跟人在一起，一定会有这种冲突。
You might say, what is conflict?
那到底什么是冲突呢？
It's when there are disagreements or misunderstandings.
有时候是不赞同，有时候是一种误解。
Sometimes we object and quarrel.
有时候我们有争执。
Or it may be differences or struggles over issues or principles.
或对于一些原则事情有不同或者是一种挣扎争执的看法。
You see, we disagree having differences, and then we dispute and we don't agree with each other and the problem begins.
我们先首先是不同意，我们有不同，我们不同意。有时候呢，我们就开始对于这些原则呢有一些争执。接下来问题就开始了。
We must understand that conflicts cannot be avoided, so we need to understand how to recognize and to deal with them.
我们要知道冲突既然是必定会发生的，那我们要知道怎么样来避免因为冲突来引起的那种争执或问题。
We need to find the answers or find peace.
我们要去确认这个冲突本身，然后找到答案，然后也保持我们的平安跟 和睦。
We need to resolve the conflict.
我们需要解决我们的冲突。
This means finding the answer.
那就是找到答案。
Or reconcile, which means to restore peace.
还有就是我们要保持建立和谐。
Some disagreements may never be resolved, for each person sees things differently.
因为每一个人的看法有他不同的角度，所以呢，有一些不同意的地方可能没有办法有解决的办法。
But as much as we can, we need to be reconciled to the person whom we may disagree with.
但是我们要尽其可能的跟我们不同看法的人有一种和谐的关系。
We must seek peace and harmony.
我们要寻求和睦跟和谐。
Never let a conflict tear a relationship apart.
绝对不要容许因为两个人的不同的意见产生的冲突 而造成两个人关系的破裂。
If we cannot resolve a difference, we can disagree agreeably.
即使我没有办法来解决两个人不同的意见，我们也要同意说我们可以有不同的意见。
How do we handle conflicts?
你怎么样来处理冲突呢？
We all begin to develop a method of handling conflicts early in our lives.
你要早在你的生命的早期就要有一种面对冲突的一种处理方法。
You develop your own way of reacting.
你对于冲突的这种表达行为呢，你会有你自己的方法。
This comes from your temperament,your personality, and your family examples.
这个方法会关系到你的生性，你生来的特性，还有你的个性，后面养成的，还有你家庭的例子。
There are some people who cannot resolve conflicts, for they go back continually to their childhood pattern.
有些人没有办法处理冲突，是因为他们在他们的早年在家里面的环境里面的一个模式里面他们没有办法。
A wise person must begin to see in those with whom they have conflicts the style they use in their conflicts towards you. And then you must know how to lovingly help them.
一个聪明的人你需要先看一看这一位跟你有冲突的人他们在他们的冲突里面应用的面对的方法是什么然后你就知道怎么样来爱对方。
These basically fall into two categories.
那这个呢面对冲突有两种方法两个大领域。
In other words, we have two categories of conflict reactions.
意思是说呢对于冲突有两大类的那种反应。
One is called the attackers.
一种是攻击者。
And the other is avoidance.
一种是逃避者。
Now, I'm going to try to tell you about the attackers at this time.
那么今天我们要来谈一谈攻击者。
You see, they each have their own style of dealing with conflict according to their inner need.
我们晓得我们会有个针对我们需要里面的需要而来处理冲突的这种形态。
How well you identify this style in those whom you have conflict, the better you will be able to deal with them.
如果你认识到对方的处理冲突的形态的话，那你就比较容易来处理和帮助他们。
Now I'm going to use animals today.
那我要用动物来形容。
And they're going to illustrate these types of behavior.
然后我们用动物的行为也来比喻这个处理的方法。
Now as we said, the first group are going to be what we call attackers.
我们提到这个第一类的就是属于攻击者。
And our first is a fish.
那第一种形态就是像一种鱼。
It's called the shark.
也就是鲨鱼。
Now you can imagine what kind of attacker this would be.
你可以想象鲨鱼的这种攻击性有多大。
It is the dictator.
它是一个很专制的。
Do you know anyone that is so strong that it seems like they're always dictating to people what to do?
如果你有没有看到某一种人呢，要就是要，然后他们要的就是要别人呢去应和他们。
I believe immediately somebody came to your mind.
我这一讲，你一定马上有人浮现在你的脑筋里面了。
Now let's look at these sharks.
我们来看看这些鲨鱼型的人。
They are what we call controllers.
他们就是我们所谓的掌控者。
These are people who must be in control of every situation.
每一个情况，他们都要控制。
It just seems like if they're not, they're not happy.
如果不让他们控制的话，他们不快乐。
These sharks are judgmental.
那这种鲨鱼型的呢，也很论断批评性。
Always seeing the faults and accusing others.
总是挑一些错误来控告别人。
Always trying to say, did you see what they did?
总是告诉你说，你看某某人做的什么事。
It's really their fault.
是他们的错。
They're closed-minded.
他们的想法很狭隘。
They just will not listen they will not understand.
他们也不想去了解，也不会听你的。
And they use what we call power play.
他们玩弄权势。
They work it around and work things around until they get what they want.
他们会用一些手段来得到他们所要的。
I'm sure right now some of you are really saying, that's right, I know someone like that.
听了这些你一定想到某一个人就是这样子的形态的人。
The message they're getting over to you is, give in to me or I will attack.
他的意思是说呢，如果你不跟我妥协的话，我就会攻击你。
Their goal is to always win and maintain control.
他们的目标就是要得胜，而且要持续的来控制你。
You may say, how would I ever respond to them?
这样的人，我怎么办呢？我怎么面对他呢？
You see, their inner need is their ego needs to have constant confirming.
这样的人，他们的里面需要把那个自尊心啊，就是需要奠定他们的自尊心。
Now, let's look and see how we begin with them.
那我们怎么样来面对他们呢？
Let them have their say without interrupting them.
那他们说的时候不要去干扰他，让他说完。
You can just hear them now strongly stating themselves, telling you what they think, telling you how they disagree. Don't interrupt.
他很强烈的在讲他的意见，在批评的时候让他讲完。
Just let them have it out what they want to say.
把他们所有心里面的都发泄出来了。
If you can find something in what they say that you can praise, it will get their attention.
从他们讲的当中，你找几点来给他们做一些赞美的话，那他就开始会注意到你的想法。
You might say, yes, that is true. You're right about that certain thing.
你可以说呢，某些地方你讲的，是有道理的。
Now you know these are strong people.
你要知道这种个性的人是很刚烈的。
And you must hold your ground.
那你一定要好好的守住你自己的立场。
Do not allow them to persuade you.
你不要容许他来说服你。
Or try to turn you to their ideas.
也不要把让他来说服你，来赞同他的想法。
If you know what you believe, just quietly believe it.
如果你有你自己的立场，你的想法，你就好好的在心里面记得你自己，坚持你的想法。
The best way.To handle this situation is to avoid arguments.
最好来处理面对这样子的攻击者，最好就是避免争执。
Just let it go.
让它过去。
Because the more you argue, the stronger they get.
你越去争执，他就会越强烈的表达。
They will try to put you down. They will try to make you feel that you're wrong.
他们会让你觉得你错了，而且要把你压下去。
But understand that the principle or idea that you have is right, and you're not going to give in.
那么你的里面告诉你自己，我是对的，我不需要妥协。
But you do it very quietly. You just believe what you believe.
但是你相信你的想法，但是你不需要争执，你很安静的来处理这样的人。
Because the more you try to attack them, the more they will attack you.
如果你也要攻击他的话，那他的攻击性就越来越强了。
They may be very difficult people to really resolve. Probably never can you resolve the disagreement with them.
这样的形态的人，你可能很难，或许永远没有办法来跟他解决冲突的事情。
But allow yourself to be pleasant, and inside, tell yourself it doesn't matter what they say.
从心里面告诉你自己，他说什么对我没有影响，没有关系，不要被干扰。
And just go on with your.Own way, being kind and loving.
还是继续的相信你的想法，然后爱他，对他很仁慈。
Now the next one I want you to look at is the one that we call a snake.
第二种形态的，我们谈到就像蛇。
They are the backbiters.
他们是从后面咬你的人。
The ones that bite you when you're not looking.
就是你看不到的时候，从后面咬你一口。
You see, they have a conflict or a disagreement with you.
或许对方跟你有一些不同的意见。
But they talk about you behind your back.
他们呢，不在你前面谈，在你后背后谈。
They go to someone else and tell them about it.
他们会去跟别人说，你怎么想。
Usually they will use criticism. to criticize you.
通常会用批评的方法来批评你。
They'll bring up your faults.
把你的错误挑出来。
And they'll always put you down and blame you.
常常会责怪你，然后想啊把你压下去。
Actually, they will start false rumors.
他们也开始传播一些不对的，不是真的谣言。
Many times just half-truths.
有时候呢，讲的只是一半真，一半假。
Or sometimes in their actions and the way they look, they make people feel that you are wrong.
然后呢，或许他们的态度或者是讲法呢，散播出去让别人误以为是你的错。
They're really out to hurt.
他们可以很伤害人的。
But they have a wonderful way of pretending that they have done nothing wrong.
他们有一个很老道的方法，可以假装说他们一点都没有错。
Who told you I said that? They may say.
有时候他说呢，没有啊，我没有这样讲啊。
I never said anything like that.
我绝对不会讲那种话的。
Why, I would never think of that.
我也从来没有这样想过的。
But you know in your heart they do.
但是你知道他是做了。
You've watched them through the years.
因为你长久以来观察他。
And you've seen how they work.
你也知道他们怎么样在背后做事。
They're those that gather friends and allies trying to get people on their side.
那这样的人很会召聚群众，找一群人来跟他有认同的看法。
You know, their message is, don't tangle with me or you'll get it later.
他的意思是说呢，你最好不要犯我，你犯我的话，以后我要对你报复的。
You see, their goal is to go up in the opinions of others by tearing you or somebody else down.
他们的做法是把自己提高，然后呢，来拆毁别人。
These may be very difficult people to deal with.
这样的人你是很难面对的。
And particularly,They how to respond to them.
那怎么样来处理呢?
You see, their inner need is they have to feel superior.
这样的人的里面有一种意识，他们希望自己觉得自己很优越。
They want to be lifted up.
他们希望能够被别人看得很高。
Now, the first thing you must be aware of is their power to destroy.
首先你要知道这样的人是有能力来破坏你的。
Actually, you have to realize you might have to handle them with care.
事实上，你对这种人你要很小心。
Maybe you might catch them in a lie.
或许你抓到他说谎。
In many ways, this is a way of being able to let them know you understand them.
然后要让他们知道你知道他在骗人。
That this may not be the first time they have lied.
或许不是第一次他骗人。
This may bring embarrassment to them to be caught. 或
许会让他很恼怒很恼羞。
Now, if you have to confront them on an issue,
如果你要去面对这个情况
take someone else with you, don't confront them alone.
一定要带着几个人 一两个人跟你一起去不要单独的面对
But do it in private
但是要私下的面对
You see, this is something that you must be careful because they can spread their lies and their half-truths
如果你不这样做的话他们可能去传播一些其他的谎言
Actually, in the Christian Bible this is a standard of the Christian church is that we must have someone if we accuse someoneThen we must have someone to be able to witness it.
基督徒有一个原则，当你要去跟对方谈一些事情的时候，你最好有见证人来跟对方谈他们的问题。
This is where you can get in a lot of trouble with them.
不然的话，你会惹来很多麻烦。
Because when you confront them alone,
如果你单独的面对他
then they go out and twist the words that you've said.
他们就把你说的传出去，而且你扭曲了。
And lie about what you said.
而且呢，对你所说的呢，有一些说谎，有一些欺骗。
So you must be very careful of this.
你一定要很小心的来处理。
But don't let them get away with their attacks.
但是呢，不要让他们逃避了。
And you may have to begin to confront them.
你一定要好好的面对他们。
And with someone with you, let them know you have heard that they have started a rumor that was false.
你也要让有人陪着你，让他们明白说他开始在传播一些谣言。
And maybe little by little, they will recognize that you are smart enough and you understand them.
让对方慢慢地知道说你已经知道了，你识透了。
Now let's look at our next animal.
另外一种动物的形态。
And this is a bird.
是一种鸟。
And we were going to call it a woodpecker.
它就是啄木鸟。
Now a woodpecker is a bird that goes and sits on a tree and with his bill, drives his bill into the wood, trying to find worms.
啄木鸟就是会停在一棵树木的树干上面，把它的嘴尖啄进木头，然后慢慢的、深深的啄进去。
So we call them fault finders.
我们把这种这种形态呢叫做专门找错误的人。
Do you know anyone that's always finding fault with others?
有没有认识到某一个人专门挑毛病？
And because of that, conflicts grow.
因为这样呢，就会产生很多冲突。
Constantly complaining.
总是在抱怨。
Complaining about everything and everybody.
对什么都要抱怨，对哪一种人都要抱怨。
They seem to never have a good word about anyone.
讲出的话没有一句是好话。
They're always making negative statements about things.
总是讲一些很消极的事情。
They'll say, those people never do what they say they're going to do.
比如说呢，那种人讲的不算话的，不做的。
My husband never comes home on time.
我先生从来不准时回家的。
My children never do things that are right.
我的孩子呢，从来没有做对事情。
They're those that constantly are blaming others.
他是情况就是总是在责备别人。
Anything that happens, they blame.
事情发生了，总是别人的错。
Sometimes parents are like that.
有时候父母亲是这样子的。
They're real woodpeckers.
他们就像啄木鸟一样。
Constantly putting the blame maybe on their children.
总是把一些责任怪罪给自己的儿女。
And this can be very harmful to the children.
这样对孩子是很伤害的。
It brings guilt to the children's lives.
会给孩子的生命带来很多罪恶感。
I can remember when I was growing up.
当我长大的过程当中
My mother was a very good woman.
我妈妈是一个很好的妇女
But she just had a problem of always blaming everything on me.
她有一种特性就是常常呢什么都怪我
I can remember one time I was at someone's house.
我记得我在某一个人的家里面
And we were getting ready to have a meal.
我们一起聚餐
And there were some bottles of drink on one of the tables.
在这个桌子的另外一边有一瓶水
And one of the drinks fell over. Something happened and it fell over.
其中有一瓶饮料呢就倒下去了。
I was across the room.
我是在另外的那一端。
And immediately my mother turned and called my name as if I was the one who knocked the bottle over.
这个水是在另外一边。当水一倒的时候我妈妈马上就转过来叫我的名字。
And so there are many times people want to blame others.
所以像这样子事情发生总是要责怪别人。
And this is the style of the woodpecker.
这个就是啄木鸟的心态。
They will pull others into disagreements.
然后呢找一些人来不同意不认同。
You see, you and he may have a disagreement.
或许你们有不同的意见。
But they're going to pull in the husband, the wife, the friend, the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, bring them in on this discussion.
但是这个啄木鸟会把别人也搅进去。
Trying to make it seem like it's your fault.
然后呢，好像让大家觉得是你的错。
The woodpecker delights in people being miserable.
这种啄木鸟很喜欢看天下大乱。
They seem to have a secret joy over other people being hurt.
看到别人被伤害，心里就偷偷的喜欢高兴。
This type of person is trying to give a message that says, "Don't get on my bad side, or I'll talk about you."
这个人，这种形态的人的意思是说呢，你最好不要犯到我，犯到我的话，我就开始要找你的问题。
But their goal is to gain sympathy and attention.
他们主要的目标是要得到别人对他们的同情还有注意。
Because you see, they have an inner need of having people to listen to them to get attention from others.
他们里面有个很深的需要，希望别人听他们讲话，对他们注意。
Now, how are we going to respond to these?
你怎么样来面对这种啄木鸟型的呢？
You must learn how to carefully and politely cut off their negative conversation.
你要很聪明的注意听，然后很机警的来把他们那些很消极性的想法阻断。
Maybe you can say yes, but let us go on to a happier subject.
或许你说这样子是没错，但是呢，我们不要谈这个了。
They really need to understand that people do not want to hear the negative side of everything.
让他们知道我们不喜欢听这种消极的、负面的想法。
Actually, what we're doing in all of this and our responses, we're trying to help these people.
我们这些谈到这些面对呢，都是要帮助他们。
Respond to them only to what is important.
对于很重要的你才去、面对。
Other words, watch your words. Be careful of what you say to them.
那对于你要对他讲的话，你也要很小心的用。
When they talk, complaining, negative, don't answer to those issues, only to what you think is important.
他们的抱怨，他们的批评，你不用在意那个话题，但是呢，对于重要的事情，你把它转话题。
Make them look at the whole situation.
好，帮助他们能够看到全面。
Whatever the conflict is, the complaint, the negativeness of them, tell them, let's look at the whole issue.
当他们以负面、消极的看法来说的时候，你就跟他说呢，我们来看看整个是这样子的。
And sometimes in doing that, they can begin to see where...What they're saying really isn't the best.
如果你这样面对他的话，或许他会转到一个比较看起来比较好的一个层面。
Don't reinforce their complaints. Don't go over and agree with their complaints.
不要去认同或加强他们的抱怨。
This is what happens so many times.
这个有时候会常常发生。
We might say, yes, I guess you're right.
有时候我们就认同说，哦，你说的很对。
Or nod your head.
或许你点点头。
And make them think that what they're saying is right.
然后更加强他们认为他们所说的是对的。
But you're not really helping them.
但是你心里面不是这样想，而且你没有，这样的话你不能帮助他。
Now we have gone over these three different, attackers.
我们就把这个攻击者，三种形态的攻击者讲完了。
And the next time,We'll talk about the avoiders.
下一次我们要谈一谈这种逃避者。
The purpose of knowing these styles is because we want to help people.
我们要认识这些形态的目的是要帮助这些人。
We don't want to just say, well, he's like this or she's like this.
我们不要只是把这些知识来、认同他们是哪一个形态。
But as we identify the shark or the snake or the woodpecker,In our heart, we must recognize, I want to help them.
不管你认出对方是鲨鱼型，或者是蛇型，或者是啄木鸟型的，都是要帮助他们。
Because this is what makes life worth living.
因为这样的话，让我们的生命生活就更有价值。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。